king is now going to read to us a letter from Egypt.
Dear Miriam, just a line to let you know how things are with us, and of course to thank you and your good man for all you did for us. And at your busiest time too, what with the census and everything. I was quite exhausted, and the baby was beginning to make himself felt. If it hadn't been for all your help that night, my baby might have died. Good of you to put up with all our visitors. Who'd have thought 6 scruffy shepherds up and leaving their sheep like that? And didn't they smell? Still, they were good-hearted and they meant well. I hope they brought some extra trade to the inn. They looked in need of a hot drink and a meal. And what about those kings, Miriam, kneeling there in their rich robes and all, and me in nothing but my old blue dress? Joseph said not to worry. It was Jesus they'd come to see. Real gentlemen they were. But what funny things to give a baby. Gold and myrrh and frankincense. That's men all over. They wouldn't cross their minds to bring a shawl. Sorry we left so suddenly. No time for goodbyes with King Herod on the warpath. We had to take the long way home. And I'm so tired of looking at sand. Joseph has picked up a few jobs mending this and that, so we're managing quite well. Jesus grows bonnier every day and thrives on this way of life, but I can't wait to see Nazareth again. Love to all at the inn. Mary.